Allegations against Assemblyman Vito Lopez were first made public by the Assembly last summer when he was accused of sexually harassing two female staffers and censured. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver later admitted that it was not the first time Lopez had been in trouble on sexual harassment charges. Earlier in the same year, Silver had authorized a secret payout of over $100,000 to two other alleged victims of Lopez. Speaker Silver, in an interview earlier this month with Public Radio and Television, says he knows concealing the payments was wrong, but he says the alleged victim sought privacy. Silver says he made a mistake, but it was a political one.
I did not make an ethical mistake as far as I'm concerned, and I believe that the commission will find as to my role in this matter that we acted in what we believed at the time was the best interest of the victims, and to handle it in the appropriate way for them. And while, you know, we may have made some mistakes, ultimately I think we will, there will be no ethical lapses.
The probe by the Joint Commission on Public Ethics looked at the accusations against Assemblyman Lopez and also investigated Silver's role in trying to mediate. The ethics panel is run by appointees of Governor Cuomo, Senate leaders, and Speaker Silver. Under law, it is not allowed to make the final report public. The Ethics Commission instead referred the report to the legislature's Joint Ethics Panel. A spokesman for Speaker Silver says he's confident that the commission found no legal or ethical violation by Speaker Silver or his staff. The legislature's ethics panel now has 45 days to act. It can keep the report secret for the entire month and a half. Sue Lerner with the government reform group Common Cause says there's no reason why the legislature's ethics panel cannot act much sooner.
To wait for 45 days in this situation would concern us. We believe that they should thoroughly review the report quickly, take whatever action they are going to take, and make the report public.
Speaker Silver is also urging that the report be made public. Common Cause, along with the National Organization for Women, asked the state ethics panel to conduct a wider probe of sexual harassment and other possible misconduct in the Assembly, as well as the Assembly leadership's response to any other allegations.
How does the Assembly handle these sorts of complaints? Was this part of a pattern? Are there other similar behaviors that have not been reported, and how are they being handled by the Assembly? We believe that the public and certainly the women who work in government deserve to know that those questions have been answered, and hopefully they would be positive answers. If they are not fully positive answers, then there need to be changes.
They have not heard back. Under the rules, the ethics panel is also constrained from confirming or denying that a probe is underway. Vito Lopez still holds his Assembly seat. He resigned another post as Brooklyn Democratic Party chair last fall, but he won re-election to the Assembly last November, and he's currently serving there. Lopez has been stripped of his committee chairmanship and any extra stipends that came with it. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.